What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Eddie Picasso, and you are listening to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Now, what you are about to hear is going to blow you away. And if it connects with you at your heart and soul, you are not alone. At this very moment, I am over $250,000 in debt. I've got no job, and I'm barely hanging by a thread. To top it off, I'm only 30 days away from going lights completely out. So, this show is a must follow to follow my next moves as I crawl out of this hole. The question that everyone asks is this: how do real bloggers like us, who didn't cheat or really make money by scamming other people, who have been hustling nonstop, how do we grow our audience and create extra income in a way that lets us get our positive message out to the world and still have a balanced life? That is the elephant in the room, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Eddie Pistachio. Picasso. Hey, I'm Picasso, and welcome to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is, what should we call this? Man, I've got two different things. What is it? The 80 Seconds with Eddie and Super Secret Side Hustle Hack Show, right? Hey, Dan, what's happening, brother? Man, you do me the honors by joining me, by the way. Caesar, what's happening? And of course, my mom's always tuning in. Hey, I kind of wanted to talk to today about, I just got off the phone with my wonderful mom, and I kind of wanted to tell a story. Everybody knows that the struggle is real, right? The struggle, I mean, everybody's on the grind day in and day out. And it gets, man, I didn't make it, Dan. And I talked about this yesterday, actually, that I was making BS excuses. And I didn't make it to Offermind. And I should have done more. I could have done more. But I talked about it. I could have, should have, would have. And it's water under the bridge now. So I got to keep pushing forward. I wish I would have been there. I can't wait for the recordings, though. It should have been pretty amazing. What I've been seeing on the Science of Selling Facebook group. There was a lot of good nuggets being thrown out there. So I can't wait to see the recordings, if there is any. So Dan, by the way, guys, and anybody tuning in, Dan is the man, the coding expert, ClickFunnels expert. So if you don't know who Dan is, you want to tune in to Dan Havey. Man, super amazing, super wonderful, always willing to lend out a hand. So yeah, I know that they will, sure will, Dan. I can't wait for him. So yeah, y'all reach out to Dan Havey. He's a super expert coder who's gone out of his way to actually just help me out of his kindness, out of his good heart, man. He's super amazing. I'll vouch for him anytime. So, man, I was talking about talking with my mother, man. The last month or so, and it's kind of I'm glad Dan brought it up, because it's one of the things that kind of plays into it, the whole Offermind. So Steven Larson had his first Offermind event in Boise, Idaho, the last couple of days earlier this week, and I had free tickets just because I used one of his affiliate links to purchase that 30-day summit. And I just ended up, I was signed up for it, and I ended up making excuses not to go. I let the struggles and of everyday life get to me and really made me start creating or telling my own stories in my own head. And Tony Robbins likes to say that get out of your head or you die, right? Unfuck yourself. But anyway, so it's kind of like the story behind of what had been happening over the past month. It wasn't a complete loss. I was hustling. I was on the grind, day in and day out. My own stories just held me back a little bit. And then my mom comes out and calls me this morning, check in on me, make sure everything is all right. And we're having a real good conversation, and she's telling me on how I need to hold my faith and how I need to be praying on a daily basis. And even though I don't pray as much as I should, I understood the process, but at the same time, I'm at peace with the struggles of everyday life, just because I have just because of that, because I have complete faith in my infinite creator and infinite intelligence, whatever that may be for you. For me, it's the one and only. And so being that I have that faith, I kind of am over that hurdle of really getting bogged down by the struggles of everyday life. I learned to not cope with it, but I handled it a lot better, a lot more mature, and just keep pushing forward regardless. And so it's something that I had talked about before. There's a quote from the Bible that's I think it's Jeremiah 29:11. I can't remember if that's the correct one or not, but I think it is. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So I came across this this quote from the Bible last year, around the same time, actually, when I had a big epiphany. I actually had a what I like to call a divine intervention, and this message was given to me out of nowhere. And then shortly after that, a couple of days later, I ran into this quote from the Bible, and it's really stuck to me. So it's kind of what's helped me deal with, cope with the everyday struggles, the everyday grind, the lonely journey of entrepreneurship, right? I know Steven Larson's been talking a lot about that too, and I think Russell Brunson has as well. But see, that's been the plan all along. Like, even though there is an everyday struggle, I'm still learning to cope with it, and I'm still handling it, just because I have that faith that there is a plan for me, and it's what's been keeping me going, even though it does get tough. And when my mom told me that that I need to keep the faith and I need to keep praying and all that stuff, I seemed like I wasn't worried, and I didn't make a big deal out of it, just because I did have that faith that there is a plan for me, that everything that is happening, all the, man, if you would believe, I wonder if I've talked about it. I don't know if I've talked about it, but so ClickFunnels is big on this Epiphany Bridge script, where you kind of take people through your story, and throughout that story, it has a certain sequence, and you get to a point where you actually talk about the conflict in your life. And at hindsight, I've had trouble with this. You talk about that conflict as a one single event. And for me, it's been a little bit different. For me, it's been like since February, it's been like conflict or event after event after event, right? And it's like lawsuits, judgments, and I mean, the whole nine yards, man. I've gotten hit from every which way. Life's punched me in the face from every which way, every direction. And finally just come to peace with it and let it be, right? But when I was thinking about that, I also thought about Steven Larson's stories. If you don't know who Steven Larson is, Steven Larson is a super amazing Mr. Funnel Factory himself from ClickFunnels. He worked for ClickFunnels for a while. He's now got his own business and his own Facebook groups and his own stuff. So you might want to join his group, by the way, the Science of Selling Online. He's super amazing. He provides incredible insight and feedback into the whole consumer psychology of things, and I'm super grateful for him. I actually got to interview him a few weeks back, and I remember him talking about one of when he first started his entrepreneur journey. He got to a point where he was in college. He was just married, I believe, and he didn't know that his wife was actually not eating like she should, just because she wanted to be saving money. She wanted to be conservative. So actually Steven could finish off his education. He was in college at that time. And he talks about how he went to his dad and he asked him for some financial help. And his dad came back and talked and told him, if I do that, and I may be rephrasing here a little bit, it might not be exactly the same, but he said something to the fact that, if I give you that now, or if I help you out now, you're not going to be able to figure things out on your own. And when we were talking about this, well, I wasn't talking about this with my mom, but when we were having our conversation earlier today, I remembered Steve's story about his dad. And it's like, and I started thinking, like, there's some times where I've actually questioned. And although my dad passed away earlier this year, I never really had a fatherly figure because he wasn't around much. But I consider my Heavenly Father, my infinite intelligence, my creator, my father. And that's who usually I ask for help from, right? When I get into those struggles, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that you get into those you run into those hurdles, you go down into the pit of everyday life, and it's like you're asking like why, can you help me out, please help me. You start praying, whatever it is for you, and I realize that the way Steve's dad told him the same thing, I realized that maybe the everyday struggles, the test that I'm being put through on a daily basis is kind of like the same effect that of that message, which is, man, if he gives everything to you right now, if he helps me out, if he makes this journey as simple as can be, then I'm not really going to learn from it. I'm not really going to come out of it a bigger person. I'm not going to come out of it a bigger person, a better person. And they say that character is built on those difficult moments, right? And that's kind of what I realized at the moment. It's a big epiphany for me. And I realized that it was the same thing for me as far as going through these struggles, going through this, through all these binds on a daily basis, man. So I've kind of coped with it. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I wanted to touch base on it. But even though he does have that plan for me, or even though he lets me be, or he lets me figure things out on my own so I could build myself internally as a better person, build my character, my attitude, build myself stronger pretty much. He still provides a little bit of help, right? He still provides a little bit of that little bit of push. And this is how it all comes together, where my mom calls me today. I don't know. She checks up on me every now and then just to make sure I'm good. But it just so happened that she called me today and she delivered a message for me. I like to think of it that it was God intervening into it and letting me know that he was still there and giving me that little push that, you know, like my mom's there, my support's there. And it really pushed, it made me feel at ease. It let me feel some sort of peace. So it's super great. I'm super grateful for it. And I kind of wanted to share that with you guys. By the way, so the last thing I want to say is, I mentioned Steve's interview a couple of months back, well, a few weeks back. And I've got that recording, and you can actually, you're able to download it and view it on bit.ly. I think the website is bit.ly/secretdangerouspromo. And it's pretty much some interviews that I held with people that have already gone through the hurdle, gone through the entrepreneurship struggle, and they've come out on top. And Steven Larson is one of them, which I was super grateful for him to actually sit down and talk to me about it, tell me some of his stories about his beginnings with ClickFunnels and how Russell was able to mold him into the superstar that he is today. And I have him, and I have a couple other people, amazing people too. I've got Cheryl Jacobs, who's also a wonderful person. She's a multi-business entrepreneur, man. She's built several businesses already from the ground up, starting from nothing, and built them to multi-million dollar businesses. And I've also have Mrs. Ada Perez, who just released her book earlier this year. So she's a phenomenal person. She's another person, another great example of what it is or what it takes to go from the struggle to actually surviving and thriving in corporate America, and then later on building on to your side hustle, whatever that may be. So y'all catch it at bit.ly/secretdangerouspromo. It's completely free to download, so don't think that I'm trying to sell you anything. It's just I sat down because I wanted to actually sit down and figure out and see if there was any patterns between what everybody goes through as far as the struggles and the lonely road of being an entrepreneur. And I put it together in that little three part series. It's kind of like reality TV. So instead of watching The Housewives tonight, just download it and take about an hour and a half to watch the videos. You also see a little bit of commentary by me after what I got from the interviews myself, which was super insightful because there's a pattern. If you pay attention, if you look at those videos in order, or you knock them out in one sitting, you will realize that there's a pattern. They all talk about the same thing, going through similar situations to actually be able to adapt and overcome pretty much. So that's pretty much it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Aaron, thanks for joining. Miss Carol McCarran, thank you for watching. Mr. Dan Heavy, man, it's an honor to have you watching. Thank you for that. Farouk, how's it going, brother? Excuse me, I haven't contacted you in a while, so I might be reaching out to you. So thanks for watching. I love you guys. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave your feedback. Do you want to collaborate and mastermind with other side hustlers just like you and toss ideas around? If so, join the Totally Secret Side Hustle Hackers Facebook group.